You've got questions, and I've got answers. That's right, today I am channeling my inner Gary V.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perf. Now let's get to it.
Welcome back, my inbox besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com. And as always, guys, I'm super pumped to be in your ear holes today. Now, if you are listening to this in real time, happy Monday, home slice. But more importantly, did you sign up for my free list launcher challenge? So it is going on right now. You can head on over to katedoster.com/challenge. There's a link in the show notes. So every single day, you'll be getting a bite-sized video. We've got some handouts, the email marketing bingo sheet. What? That's probably my favorite part of the whole challenge. Although, honestly, the content is amazing. It is all fresh. It is just, I love it so much. So head on over to katedoster.com/challenge. These videos are not going to be up for long. They are actually going to be taken off the interwebs on the 20th of April. So you want to make sure that you go ahead and sign up. Of course, every single day I will be in the Facebook group to answer questions. We've got threads to help, all of that greatness. So you really want to get in on this super sweet event. Head on over to katedoster.com/challenge. Now today, I am going to be answering a bucket load of random questions that I've been getting. I asked my Facebook group, I asked my email list. There's questions I've been answering a lot in other people's groups that all have to do with email list and email marketing funness. So we're going to see how many we can get through today. But first, y'all, let's thank our tool of the week. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers, and they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo, and of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. All right, guys. So question number one. How often should I email my list? Ooh, this is one that you get a lot. So there are some people that are like, oh, email every day. And then there's some people that are like, oh, email when it's important. And I have been on email lists for both of those types of people. And ironically, it's the people that only email me once in a while that I always unsubscribe from. So there's someone who's very predominant in my space. They literally only email me when they want money. And I know it the second the person's name pops in my inbox. And I'm just like, why bother? Like, they didn't always used to do this. So I would say you want to email them on the regular. For most people, they're comfortable with doing either once a week or once every other week. Okay. So that's what I usually recommend. If you can do more than that, I say go right ahead. Two or three times is fine. If you really want to jump the gun, you can try every day. But most people, they're not too into it if you're not a strong writer. Question number two, how do I get videos in my emails? So they're not actually videos that myself and other people are sending. They're usually GIFs. So I actually use Camtasia too, and I can put a link to it in the show notes. And so I can actually like create a video on my screen, and then I do advanced export and I make it as a gift. And that's how you can actually put what looks like videos into your emails. And I usually try to only do like one or two of those, especially because now on my emails, I have the little banner and I don't like to put too many pictures in my emails, and you'll see why in another second. So that is, how do I get my stuff to not land in the promotions tab of Gmail? Now, we have an entire episode about this, of course, and there's a lot of techniques, but a couple of things to keep into consideration is just asking people to add you to their contacts. Some people call it whitelisting. No one on earth has heard of whitelisting. Like, I didn't even know what it was for a while. So ask people. And I usually like to tell people to, like, physically drag my email over, because tomorrow I'm going to be sending them something good and they won't want to miss it. So you always need to always answer that question, what is in it for them. Of course, don't use too many images. There are some words that we're going to go over in Love Your List that people have found to, like, trigger the spam filters, but the whole thing is called deliverability. It's kind of a little mystery, but there is some really great practices. And again, send stuff people want to hear about. Just saying. The next question is, how do I pick the best email service provider? Now, people aren't usually saying email provider, but it's like, what's the best way to send my emails? There's two camps. So if you don't have two pennies to rub together and you're not going to make your rent, you know, should you go with something free? If you don't really plan on having your blog and business get too big and you don't have a large product suite, I say go with something like MailerLite. That is probably my preferred free method as opposed to MailChimp. MailChimp in the last couple of years has, like, risen to the tide and realized they're losing a lot of people because their free plan was kind of crappy. But MailerLite is still my favorite. However, if you are serious about growing your business and blog and you know that you want to turn this into an actual business that makes sustainable, repeatable income, I am telling you, start off with the paid service that you know you're going to end with. So I myself went through like eight of them. Okay, not eight, but I still have people that are clicking on forms that I didn't even know were still on my website. And it is a giant hassle to switch when you're like 1 or 2 years in, when you're like making enough money or have enough subscribers, because there's always like that, well, when do I move everything over? And what if people are my autoresponders and then they're not? So I say start off with a more advanced system. Again, you guys know I love ConvertKit. That's the one that I preach about on the show. I also use ActiveCampaign, which is a little bit more advanced and trickier to use. So I would say if you're really planning on making this work, then go with something paid. That way your whole business and blog is based around it. You won't have to switch people over from different places. That is my two cents. Make it easier for yourself. All right, guys. So we're blasting right through these here. So this next one, I didn't really think about until I had to think about it. And I'm like, huh, I guess that makes sense. And the question was, what's the difference between a newsletter and like an email? And so like I went in and I did a little digging and asked them. And this is my general overall opinion. So when I think of a newsletter, I think of like, you remember like those Christmas newsletters that your family used to send out where it's like, Timmy lost his first tooth and Timmy decided to take up tuba and she's so fantastic. So besides the alliteration, it's usually a little bit about everything. And that's really what a newsletter is about. So if you've got a couple of different blog posts, one of my go-to examples for a newsletter is actually Abby from A Girl in Her Blog, or Just A Girl in Her Blog. I forget there's word just in there. And so usually she talks about like two blog posts that she's had, if she's had any, a little bit about what's going on with her and her kids. Then she has another little section for people who are interested in actually, you know, blogging for a living. So it's sort of a wide variety, a little tasting of everything. That's what I consider a newsletter. Whereas a weekly email is usually you have one set idea. So this could be an aha moment, a change of principle. Maybe you just want to send people one YouTube video. There's one call to action. That's the difference, is that one is singularly focused and one is just sort of a nice little summary. So another example is like a roundup of resources. So Brian Clark, the creator of Copyblogger and all of the, just like that whole giant empire, he has his pet project, which is the Further newsletter. And that is just a roundup of like inspirational, like self-help, like self-improvement type articles that he curates. So that's more, again, of a newsletter as opposed to what I consider an email. All right. And the next question I got is, should I be sending my weekly newsletters as broadcast emails or as in an autoresponder? So it's a little bit more advanced question. A weekly newsletter, also known as a campaign, a blast email, broadcast email, is something that goes out in real time. So if you send it Friday at 4 and someone signs up Friday at 5, they're never going to see it. So it is kind of about personal preference. If you are talking about stuff that is evergreen, like knitting stuff I don't want to say is too innovative, then you could either send it in real time and then add it to an autoresponder later if it was really juicy. But if you're talking about stuff that is constantly evolving, even like myself with email marketing, stuff that was true 6 months ago might not be anymore. So I tend to actually send stuff in real time. And then if I feel like this has staying power, then I'll go ahead and add it to an autoresponder. So if anyone signs up as a new subscriber, I can do that in ActiveCampaign. You can do that really easy in ConvertKit. They will eventually get that email as well, so they don't miss the juicy good bits. But like if you've got a new blog post and you just want more traffic to it, that sort of thing, and it could be like, you know, 10 summertime recipes, you don't want to add that to an autoresponder, because what if somebody gets it in February? That makes no sense. You know, also invites to webinars, challenges and stuff, those should all be sent in real time. So let's go ahead. I'm going to take two more questions that we have, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. And I'll see you guys, of course, in the Super Friends Secret Lair. If you signed up for the challenges, I also drop a link to the videos in there as well. The first one is, when should I send my first email to my list? Technically, your first email is the one that gives out your freebie, which was another question, which is, how do I actually deliver my freebie? So I show you step by step and click by click in Love Your List, but depending on what your type of freebie is, you are going to have, even with the free MailChimp, you are going to have like that first, like, once someone subscribes message. If you're sending a PDF, it's usually just a link to wherever you're storing, it's or Dropbox, Google Drive, on your own website. If you are doing a free email series or like a free challenge that I have, then it is set up to an actual auto responder. So again, that's the series that goes out regardless of when people tend to sign up. So that is just how. Another person asked, how could I actually sell my courses? This was a little off of email marketing, but again, since I do have that bonus and I do talk about creating passive income products, I personally use Access Ally. If you are not into tech and you are not making a lot of money, do not go with Access Ally. But if you are advanced or have a team, it is super awesome. For 99.9% of my audience, I would say go with Thinkific. So Thinkific is honestly one of the biggest competitors to Teachable. I love the people over at Teachable. My biggest problem with Teachable is that they make you wait almost 60 days to get paid unless you're on the $100 a month plan. And I don't think that's right, personally. I like it that they will help people that are like in other countries because they go through their own payment processor and they want to make sure that, you know, people's, you know, return rates are fine and all that. Like, I get it, but I don't like that as an actual person. Whereas Thinkific, even on the free plan, you can go ahead and get paid immediately, which is super exciting. So you, of course, can head over to katedoster.com/Thinkific. That is my referral link. That will give you one of, I think, like there's like the free tier and then like the basic tier. You can get that free. My only gripe with Thinkific, only gripe, guys, is that you have to pay the $100 a month plan if you want to have payment plans. Like, technically, you can have coupons and stuff, but I never got why you had to pay that one for, like, payment plans. But whatevs. Only gripe with it. So if you're not selling, like, high-priced items, Thinkific is the way to go, guys. So that is it. We actually have about four or five more questions, but I'm going to save this for another Ask Me Anything about Email Marketing episode, because y'all got work to do from the challenge, obviously. So head on over to katedoster.com/challenge if you have not done so already. I am so excited, guys. And spoiler alert, Love Your List is officially opening its doors to the public on Thursday. What? And we have some amazing bonuses and courses. Of course, we talk all about the legality of email address, how to actually set up a domain email. We talk about that, how to pick your email service provider. I've actually got a quiz that you guys are going to see. My personal preferences, what I think is the best situation for where you're at. We have a whole module, and this is like a huge module about actually writing emails that people are feverishly refreshing their inboxes to read. We talk about setting up your plan. We actually talk about funnels. Oh my goodness, guys. We talk about your freebie and all the tech and all my copywriting. We have so many bonuses. If you get in on Thursday, if you're listening to this in real time, you will get two of the disappearing bonuses, which is the WOW Webinars Live Masterclass that I'm going to be holding in May, and also probably the one that everyone's excited for, which is the Little List Big Profits, or like Big Profiters, I think I had to do because somebody else had that copyrighted. Sorry, other person. Live masterclass that I'm going to be running, where I'm actually going to tell you like the key things you need to do when your list is 1,000 people or under and actually make a sustainable income. So we're going to talk about a lot of strategies there, and you have to actually sign up for Love Your List by Saturday in order to get that Little List Big Profits bonus that we're talking about. And then we have some bonuses that are there all the time, of course, which is all about the advanced list building strategies, because we do talk about some throughout the course. But really, I wanted the course to be like an A to Z map. And this advanced strategies is stuff to do after you have your basic system up and running. I'm going to be inviting some guest experts, which I'm super excited about. So that's another bonus. We have the Facebook group, which we have been kicking in for like 3 weeks, and I absolutely love. People are growing their list by hundreds already. Oh, I love it so much. And then, of course, we actually have, this was a request that we had. It's actually a content creation kit. So we're going to talk a lot about how to create content on a consistent basis, repurposing, setting up editorial calendars. I might be giving away one of my Trello boards in there. Who's to say? Over at Trelling for Traffic, y'all. And of course, we have my money making micro digital products course, which is also a bonus. And you guys are going to get that completely for free when you sign up for Love Your List. But if you want all the bonuses, you got to sign up by Saturday. Okay. So I will see you guys next week when we're knee deep in launching time, and I cannot wait to see you then. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks. Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.